Welcome to Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. This is a faith-based podcast where your host, Teresa, will share her life struggles with you, as well as interview others on their life struggles to show you no matter what is going on, God will get you through it. No storm is too big or too small for Him. Please sit back, relax, grab your favorite cup of joe or beverage. Enjoy today's episode. Here is your host, Teresa.
Everybody, this is Anne from the Inspirational Journeys podcast, and I'm here today with
Teresa from Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. How are you today, Anne?
I'm doing good. How about you, Teresa?
I'm good. So what's up?
I've got some news for you.
Really? What's that?
Did you know that our listeners can support our podcasts?
No. Can you please share more about that?
Okay, so while you're listening to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform, hit the Support This Podcast button. With your contribution of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 a month, you're helping us achieve our goals.
Wait a minute, Anne. Are you telling me all that our listeners have to do is hit that support button and they could give a donation?
That's right.
Wow. Hey guys, thanks for wanting to do that for us. Have a blessed day.
Hey guys, it's me from Obviously Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast, Teresa, sitting here with a cup of coffee like I used to do when I really first started the episode so early in the morning, just giving you my thoughts, my chatter about what's going on in my life, how God is working, how God is moving. Why we're at a standstill, we'll never know. Why these things happen, we kind of know, because God promises that He'll take care of us, but He never promised that we'd have an easy life while we're here on earth. Why some struggle more than others, I don't know. Maybe it's because He's got a greater plan for each one of us, and He wants to just test your faith and see where you're at and make sure that He can trust you with the next greatest thing He has for you to do. I don't think I'm any better than anyone else, but I'm here to just tell you that as I do these struggles in my life and my journey is so hard, if your life is hard, I want you to hang on to, because there's a God who loves you with all His heart. He's got you in the palm of His hands, and He knows what you're going through today, and He doesn't want you to worry. He knows He's going to make it good, just like He did for Job. And He did for Joseph. And at the end of Joseph's story, He said, what you meant for evil, God meant it for good. There's a little bit more to that verse, and we have to really take the verse in the context of it all. But the gist of it all is just hang in there. Hang in there. You know, keep doing what's right. Keep stepping in faith. Keep knowing that He's there for you. Keep knowing that He will show up right on time. He's there. He really is. You got to keep walking out this life in faith, knowing that He'll show up for you as you keep walking out in faith, like I kind of spoke with you the last time I was on here. So guys, I'm doing all right. I don't know what's happening next. I'm praying that my next step is to just go to another blind school somewhere else. I'm not really going to share where at this point, because I don't know if it's going to happen. If it doesn't happen, then there's something else that's going to change. And I can make all the plans I want, but God is up in heaven really orchestrating what He knew He had for me before I was created in my mother's womb. But I can tell you that He loves me dearly no matter what. No matter what stops in this world, until the day my last heartbeat and I meet Him in the clouds of heaven, I'm going to serve Him no matter what. And I pray that's what you do, no matter what your struggles are, no matter what you're going through. Is it easier said than done? Absolutely, positively. Do I fail Him every day? I try not to, but I do. Do I speak to Him as much as I can? I do. And I pray you do too. I pray that no matter what you're going through, that you just keep grabbing on to the hem of His clothing like the lady did, and know He will take care of you. If He's done it for one, He'll do it for all His children. He's not a person who should lie. He's not a man who should lie. Even though He came here in human form as Jesus, and that is the second part of Himself, He had to come, do what He needed to do, and then give us the Holy Spirit when He was completed, so that we can have his voice in our ears each and every day to do what's right. And the Holy Word, the Bible. So I ask that you hold on to whatever's going on. And if you're not having any trouble, then I'm happy for you. And keep thanking God up above for not having any troubles. But live life long enough, as my pastor says. We'll all go through something. We're either coming in, going out, or going through something. Well, that's all I had to share today. It wasn't much, but I want to keep this going. Some days I don't even feel like posting or writing or anything because the days are so hard. The months look so long. It doesn't look like an end in sight, so it's hard. But I started this journey knowing that no matter what I was going through, in 2006, I promised the Lord that we would do it his way. And I never knew what I was going to be in for. But I'm in it all the way. I put my breastplate on. I have my sword and spear, my word of the Bible, however those verses go, and it's not really good that I can't say them out. But that's what we need to do each day, put on our armor and know that he's with us. He's with us. So hopefully I'm getting better with my Braille. I've learned it all, and I'm learning how to read it better and getting Bibles on my Braille display and all kinds of things, because that's really all I wanted a Braille display for, was to read the Bible. And it's really happening, and God is working. Why it's happening so slow, I don't know, but I'll take the journey anyway God gives me it. So guys, I hope you have a blessed and wonderful day. I hope I gave you some kind of insight today. I hope you keep holding on. I love each and every one of you. I thank you for listening and coming back each time I do post something. And there is a victory, and it's all in Jesus. And just remember what he did for us. He died on the cross for our sins, even the sins we make tomorrow that we're probably going to try not to make, but we fall short and make them every time. God paid that price, or Jesus paid that price for you and me. So I just wanted to share. I love each and every one of you. And keep on listening when I post. And hit that like or share it with a friend or email me and let me know that you're enjoying my podcast, even though they're so far and few. I am working on my book, but it's hard when you're in such a storm to know what you're supposed to do. But God has given me the words, so I have to keep on moving. And I have to keep showing people, because this is what God told me. Share your story. And my story has not gotten easier. So anyways, guys, this is a wrap. Until next time, may God hold you, keep you, shelter you from all, and just know he loves you unconditionally. That is a promise that we could take to the bank, and he'll never leave you or forsake you, and he will take care of you. And if you're being wronged today, just know what they meant for evil, God meant for good. Okay, guys, have a blessed and wonderful day. Stop recording.
Do you have a story of a struggle that God has brought you through that you would like to share with the world? If so, Teresa Gufanti is inviting you to be a guest on her Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. If you're interested, please send an email to teresa-blessings@outlook.com to learn more. That's teresa-blessings@outlook.com.
You have been listening to Struggling Blessed But Not Alone with your host, Teresa Gufanti. Remember, no matter what struggles you face in life, with God on your side, you are never alone. If you like what you heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. Also, you can visit teresa-blessings.blog for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day.